From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The summer movie season ends today, with Hollywood considerably more flush than a year ago. Pirates, superheroes, and animated cars have collectively scared up some $3.9 billion since early May, a big improvement over last summer. But now it's time for grown-up movies to reclaim the multiplex. More than 100 fall films will open by Thanksgiving, and our critic Bob Mondello has a selective preview.
Could there be any surer sign that Oscar season is upon us? Clint Eastwood is back behind the camera. The director of Million Dollar Baby and Unforgiven has now made Flags of Our Fathers, a World War II epic about one of the hardest-fought battles on the Pacific Front.
Our target is called Iwo Jima. This is Japanese soil, sacred ground. 12,000 Japanese defenders in 8 square miles. They will not leave politely, gentlemen.
Go, go, go! Get up and burn!
Flags of Our Fathers focuses on the 6 men who raised the U.S. flag over Iwo Jima, and Eastwood will also approach that battle from the Japanese perspective in a film to be released next year. That sort of even-handedness will probably not be a feature of another possible Oscar contender, a new version of All the King's Men, the Depression-era classic about a politician who spins out of control.
Your will is my strength! Your need is my justice. Now they want to ruin me because they want to ruin you. And I won't let them!
If Sean Penn were actually playing a king in All the King's Men, you'd say he was part of a sort of royal flush, along with Helen Mirren's Elizabeth II in The Queen, Kirsten Dunst urging that her subjects eat cake in Marie Antoinette, and Forrest Whitaker throwing his weight around in The Last King of Scotland. Except that Whitaker's not playing royalty either. He's playing dictator Idi Amin in one of several fiercely political films set in Africa. Probably the most prestigious of them is a drama that resembles Crash and Syriana in the way that it weaves varied elements together: Japanese rifles, Moroccan snipers, American tourists, and misunderstandings in so many languages that the filmmakers called the film Babel.
You need to call my embassy.
Where are you?
Where are we? I don't know.
The shooting of an American tourist has sparked an international incident.
It's all over the news.
If Babel sounds like a modern-day cautionary tale, try this one. The true story of a peace-loving man radicalized when his country opts to fight terrorism by imprisoning suspects without charges and torturing them. Sound familiar? Well, the country is South Africa in the 1980s. The terrorists are led by Nelson Mandela. The film is Catch a Fire.
Once you decide to fight back, everything is different. You may never see your family again.
My family was punished for nothing, so let it be for something now.
Catch a Fire is a film biography, a form that always blossoms in the fall. This year's include 2 biographies of biographers: Infamous, another telling of the Truman Capote saga, and The Hoax, about how Clifford Irving made up details in his Howard Hughes bestseller. There's also Running with Scissors, based on a memoir so bizarre that it sounds made up, and a fictional adaptation of the nonfiction expose Fast Food Nation. And then there's Stranger Than Fiction, a comedy about a tax collector who finds himself caught up in a novel as it's being written. He's just going about his life. And then he starts hearing his life being narrated.
You have a voice speaking to you.
About me, accurately, and with a better vocabulary.
Harold found himself exasperated.
Shut up!
Cursing the heavens in futility.
No, I'm not. I'm cursing you, you stupid voice! So shut up and leave me alone!
All very funny, until the author decides that for plot purposes, the tax collector should probably die. Some literary characters, on the other hand, never die. They just shapeshift. A secret agent named Bond, for instance.
So you want me to be half monk, half hitman?
I knew it was too early to promote you.
While I understand 00s have a very short life expectancy.
In Casino Royale, there's a new 00, Daniel Craig, and an attempt to take the James Bond series back to the relative realism of the first Ian Fleming novels. The Guardian, meanwhile, is designed to do for Coast Guard divers what Top Gun did for Navy pilots, complete with training montages and much urgent jumping out of military helicopters. Think Wet Gun.
There will come a time when you might have to decide who lives and who dies.
Think I'm ready for this?
Go!
Also in the action category is Martin Scorsese's The Departed, a crime thriller with a high-powered cast. Leonardo DiCaprio plays an undercover cop who infiltrates the mob, only to discover that a gangster has infiltrated the police force. Matt Damon, Martin Sheen, and Jack Nicholson are among the tough guys who have to figure out who's a rat and who isn't.
When I was your age, they would say we could become cops or criminals. What I'm saying is this. When you're facing a loaded gun, what's the difference?
The crime category also has a couple of films noir with a Hollywood subtext. One is Brian De Palma's The Black Dahlia, about a movie starlet who's found murdered. And the other is Hollywoodland, about the ambiguities surrounding the death of actor George Reeves, the guy who played Superman on TV back in the 1950s.
What are these?
These marks.
What did he do, beat himself up before he shot himself?
Since when do suicides miss twice and start over?
What's true or false really doesn't matter. If it hurts the studio, if it stops one person from buying a ticket, I have to fix it.
Hollywood's navel-gazing won't be limited to detective thrillers. There's also a pair of Tinseltown comedies. One is For Your Consideration, a riff on the Oscar race from Christopher Guest, the guy who made This Is Spinal Tap and A Mighty Wind. And from Barry Levinson, who had great fun linking showbiz and politics in Wag the Dog, comes a new satire linking showbiz and politics. Man of the Year is about the host of a cable comedy fake news show. He's played by Robin Williams, and when he makes a joke out of running for president, he cracks everybody up on the campaign trail. But then on voting day,
the free world will now be led by a comedian.
Whoops.
You're going to be president of the United States.
In terms of appointments, are there roughly 7,000 to 8,000 slots to be filled?
Just off the top of my head, I was thinking Bruce Springsteen as Secretary of State.
Joke.
Hollywood will also have some jokes for the little ones this fall. There are animated rats in Flushed Away, animated bears in Open Season, and animated dancing penguins in Happy Feet.
Turn to the penguin next to you and give him a great big hug.
What you hugging me for?
He told me to.
Get away.
Now you like it.
All of this before Thanksgiving, before the Oscar crush, and before Rocky Balboa comes back for what he promises, and let's hold him to it, will be his last title bout. I'm Bob Mondello.